Good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. That should be what we say all the time. That should be how we feel all the time. We should be like that. I was glad when I heard them say, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." You know, I don't want to get too much on a tangent about the COVID thing or whatever, but this quarantine and having to stay away and be gone for such a long time, that was tough. I don't like to be confined. I don't even like to be indoors that much. But it is good. Any opportunity we have to come to the house of the Lord. If you will, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I really want to focus on verse 9 and 10. But just ahead of verse 9 and 10, we have what Paul was describing as a thorn in the flesh. A thorn in the flesh. I don't believe it was a literal thorn, because he said it was a messenger of Satan there to buffet him. But in my line of work, I've had a lot of thorns in the flesh. Literal thorns. And it doesn't take a big one for it to be a problem. It doesn't take a big one for it to bother you, trouble you, pain you. But this was a messenger of Satan to buffet Paul because of the abundance of revelation that the Lord had blessed him to see. He was caught up in the third heaven and saw things that we just can't even fathom. He said he was just unlawful to speak of. But he needed that to buffet him, to keep him grounded. You know, because sometimes here in life, men have a tendency when they get a little bit of power or when they get a little bit of knowledge, that chest starts to puff out. I'm better than you are. I know more than you. Brethren, the Word of God tells us we're to be humble, preferring one another amongst ourselves, above ourselves. If I can get the word right. Preferring one another above ourselves. Love your neighbor. And even to the point of this past weekend before, we heard about even loving our enemies. So there's things that we need to do to keep us grounded. And Paul would say, he besought the Lord in verse 8, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8. He says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me that thorn in the flesh." I can believe that. I can understand that. I want it gone too. But in verse 9, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." Paul would say, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Do we want the power of Christ to rest upon us? Well, then we have to let go of our so-called power, what we think is our strength. I've got a little 2-year-old going on 20. She's very independent here lately. She wants to do everything herself. And it's frustrating as a parent, you know. It's like, well, the shirt's on backwards, the shoes are on the wrong feet, you know, you're not doing it quite right. That doesn't go there. We want her to grow. We want her to learn. But sometimes when she gets all frustrated and flustered and, "Daddy, I need help." How often in this life do we forget that we have help? How often do we forget that His grace is sufficient for us? How often do we leave that off and get frustrated and flustered and just flounder around and don't have a clue what's going on until we have to say, "Father, help me." Why does it take that for us to remember this? Why does it take that? I wish I could keep this in my memory every day. And that's one of the things we need to do. The Word of God, keep it fresh on our mind. Make it be renewed every single day. Keep it in remembrance so we can know what we need to do. In our times of trouble, we just call upon the one who is able to help. I'm not able to do that. There's going to come a time where my little girl is going to ask me to do something, and I'm going to have to tell her, baby, I just can't do that. Daddy doesn't have the ability to do that. But I know one who does. And I hope by that time she will understand who he is. And know that that same grace that is sufficient for me is sufficient for her. We need to keep this in remembrance. And that's why I believe that the Lord told Paul. You know, who here would want the ministry of the Apostle Paul? Everything that brother had to deal with. Even this thorn in the flesh that he had to carry around with him. But the Lord told him. And I don't believe it was, you know, the Lord was just like, Paul, my grace is sufficient. What is your problem? No, I believe it was from a loving Heavenly Father. My grace is sufficient for thee. And he would go on to say, for my strength, his strength is made perfect in weakness. When we remember, I have no strength of my own. I can't do this on my own. Father, I need your help. That's when his strength is made perfect in us. So Paul will say, I most gladly, therefore, will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Don't read over that too fast. All those are bad things you don't want to deal with. You know, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. I don't want infirmities. Take pleasure in reproaches. Well, I don't want reproaches. All these things are not good for us as, you know, in the flesh sense. But if we're enduring them for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Our strength comes from him. We need the power of Christ to rest upon us so we can make it through each day. Some people say, well, my day wasn't that hard. Brother, there's things out there that we can't even see that's bothering us. There's a warfare going on. It's not carnal. It's a battle of heart and mind. There's things that we may see or temptations that may arise. And especially if we're trying to do right. Especially if we're trying to live a godly life. That's when Satan's going to be like, whoa, hey, I got to get after him. If Satan's not bothering you, it's time to do a checkup. Why isn't he bothering me? The Lord would tell Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Real quick, in Matthew chapter 5, most of us know this is the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 5, in the interest of time, I just want to summarize, you know, verse 3, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are we which, blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. He just goes on and on and on. The ones who are persecuted, the ones who are meek, the lowly, the ones who are in need, the ones who are hungering and thirsting. Doesn't this sound like the ones who are the weakest in minds, hearts, thirsting after God? Paul would say, when I am weak, then am I made strong. Because I'm not relying on my strength. These that are blessed, they're not relying upon their own strength. They're looking for something better. I don't have all the answers. I know the one who does. So he's the one I need to be seeking after. His grace that he has bestowed upon us, undeserving grace, if you will, is sufficient for us. You know, there's a lot of times when our nutrition, what we eat and stuff like that, is not sufficient for us. It's not good for us. It's not best for us. What God is giving is the best for us. I don't want to belittle the Word of God in any way, but that word sufficient, so oftentimes we don't use it the correct way. It is sufficient for us. It's good enough for us. It's the best for us. His grace is sufficient for us. And the Beatitudes, all these that are poor in spirit, the ones who are needy, the ones who need a Savior, the ones who feel that they are condemned by their sins, the one who feels he needs to be saved, brothers and sisters, it's a blessed hope. He's already saved. Already saved. There's nothing else for you to do. There's not some box that you have to check off. If you feel convicted of your sins, if you feel that you are in need of a Savior, brother, that's the blessed thing about the truth. I wish everyone would understand this. But that's why we have to remember His grace is sufficient for us. I don't have to wallow in despair, hoping that somebody is going to go to heaven. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to wallow in despair if I'm going, because of that hope that is within me. His grace is sufficient for me. In Philippians 4:13, pretty much can quote it any other time, but not now. It's left me. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So oftentimes, especially if you check some of the other versions or perversions of the Bible to see what other folks are reading, it doesn't even mention Christ. Some of them will say, I can do all things through Him who strengtheneth me. Well, who is Him? Don't you love the accuracy of the King James? Don't you love the accuracy of the true Word of God? It says, through Christ, not through anybody else. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And it doesn't tell me that that verse right there doesn't say that I can do whatever I want to and God's going to bless me. It says, I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. If it is His will, He's going to give us the strength to do it. Brothers and sisters, if it's His will, His grace is sufficient for us and help us to carry on. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I'm not gaining strength from myself. Oh, I could go on a diet and get and eat healthy and work out and gain physical strength. But even Paul would say that bodily exercise profiteth little. Now, he didn't say it's wrong to do that. Profiteth little for a little while. It only profiteth us while we're here. The spiritual strength that we need comes through Christ, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. You know, when Moses was leading the children of Israel, did Moses part that Red Sea? No. God parted that Red Sea. Did Moses have the strength to battle that water back? No. God parted the Red Sea and allowed the children of Israel to go across. You know, at that time, they came to the sea. They had the most powerful army bearing down on them, and they had this massive water. How are we going to go away? How are we going to flee from this? There's no escape. My grace is sufficient. The Lord opened up the way. This is the way. My way. The three Hebrew children that were cast into the fiery furnace, were they expert firemen? Did they put out the flames? No. The Lord covered them and kept them free from harm. He was with them in the fire. There again, can you hear that? My grace is sufficient for thee. I'm with you. I'm your strength, not yourself. And even old Daniel, when he was cast into the lion's den, did he whip all those lions? No. The Lord sent an angel to shut their mouth. He was with him. And he'll continue to be with us. That's a promise that he has had for us. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, had to endure the cross and had to endure that separation from God so we wouldn't have to.
That's right.
If that's not grace, I don't know what else is. But Paul would always say that when I am weak, then am I made strong. So when we're weak in the flesh, and let's keep this in memory, when we're weak in the flesh, and we know that we need to call upon him, he is the one who can help. You know, sometimes we ask friends for help. Sometimes we ask friends for something that we need. And that's good to have good friends. Great to have wonderful neighbors. Good to have a good church so we can lean upon each other. Good to have good Barnabases around. You know, load lifters. Ones that will help us around. But that's only as good as humanly possible. We don't ever want to think of the Lord as a spare tire. Don't ever want to think of him as just that road map that's thrown into the glove compartment. No, I need him every day. I need him all the time. Even when I am receiving help from friends, I need the Lord. Because my strength is nothing. But his strength is everything. The same God that parted the Red Sea, that massive gulf of water, and allowed the children of Israel to walk across dry land, is the same God that can help me in my trials and my needs today.
Amen.
So even when Paul was telling the Lord, besought the Lord thrice that he removed this thorn in the flesh, the Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Let's remember this. We don't need to try to go it on our own. We don't need to try to do what we can by ourselves and forget the Lord. We need to remember he's there, readily available. You know, it pleases me when Kendra would say, "Daddy, I need some help." You know, not that she's in trouble or anything like that, but I can do something for her. How much more the Heavenly Father that has blessed us with all these blessings. I mean, we could just go on and on and name after name after all the blessings that he's given us. But still, Heavenly Father, please, I need you. We need to show that dependence on him and our independence from this world. Because his grace is sufficient for us.
Amen.